With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Which culminated in him being placed on a non-football injury list.
Excuse me, did you say culminated?
And Chris Ello.
Bubkas. Absolutely Bubkas. Nothing.
Didn't don't know what Bubkas is, but
Bubkas is nothing.
Yeah,
Bubkas. I'm sorry, Bubkas is nothing.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Smooth transition from last half hour to this
stop
hour.
I'm sorry.
To anybody paying attention, at the end of the last segment, we kind of went out into, a calamity of...
Well, here's really what happened.
Advertising there.
I just wasn't thinking, and I hit the next button.
You weren't thinking.
As we're trying to close it out, I hit the next button, and then all of you looked at me, and I just said, let's just go to break.
Let's just go to break. So we went to break. We're back from break. It's 5:01, top of the hour to you, Chris Ello. Mr. Scraby, the guy who doesn't think too much.
That's a great way of putting
we
it.
We are together in our Odyssey Palace Studios, which will have a new name, I believe, as of tomorrow.
Yes.
So enjoy the Odyssey Palace while you still can. Tomorrow it'll have a new name. Last week I mentioned that the name was changing. Scraby thought we were all leaving the building or something.
Yes,
but,
I did.
But we have a new sponsor for the studio. And they get started tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that. And I'll let you in on that tomorrow when it is appropriate. But we are together here. Tony Gwynn Jr. Down at Petco Park, and he has left our the program, as is often the case at this time of day, as he gets ready to do what he does so well, work with Jesse Agler alongside Jesse on the broadcast of Padre Baseball. Game time is a little after 7 o'clock tonight. I got some good news for you out there, by the way. If you are just, buzzing around town.
Looking for something to do.
Not even looking for something to do. Like having the ability to do something that you really want to do and didn't know you could do.
Exactly. It's been a long time since you could do this.
Yeah. This isn't just like kind of something to do. This is something that like you want to do and you didn't think you could do. All right, why don't I just say what it is? instead of trying to trick everybody and make it into a trivia thing. Anyway, single game tickets for tonight's game between the Padres and Rockies are available. So we just got this bulletin in from the Padres. Single game tickets for tonight's game are available. Go to padres.com/tickets. For more information, that's padres.com/tickets for more information.
Thank you.
By the way, I went to the game last night, as mentioned earlier on the program, and I don't know, Scraby, have you been to a game this year
as a fan? Yes, I have.
Did you have your ticket in your hand
or
was it on your phone?
As a fan. Oh, no, I went as a media member.
You went as a media person. Yes, because my ticket was sent to me on my phone.
Yeah, I get that.
I get it, too. That's great for me and for you. No, I did fine.
Okay.
I didn't have any issues with it. Lori's ticket, my parking credential was on my phone.
Dang.
Yeah, it was all there. But what I was wondering, and maybe you know this, maybe you don't, do they still have actual tickets anymore? And the reason I ask is because I find it hard to believe that all 15,250 people who were in the stands last night with me all have an iPhone or a smartphone to be able to carry their, quote, ticket around with them and get into the ballpark that
way. I would say that...
Not everybody. I mean, we assume sometimes, you know, if we've got one, then everyone's got one. But it's not true. Not everybody has a smartphone.
No, I would say that some people printed it out probably and brought it so they could scan it.
Okay. Yeah, you can probably get it like if somebody... But if you don't have a smartphone, where do they send it?
Yeah, they have to have a way for you to do it because you can't
there
require
has to
everyone.
You can't
to have
require
a
everybody to have a smartphone. It gets into the ball game. Yeah,
but that's a good question. I mean,
I think it's a fair question. But anyway, I was kind of wondering.
I bet you they do
that.
Have a few tickets, and
I was just wondering that as I was standing in line last night getting in. But
it's probably
It's
probably way more easy to track an e-ticket.
It's great. It's great for the ball club and for baseball and for everybody like that. But I'm just saying, if you don't have a smartphone, I'd hate for you to be out of luck. You can't go to the game. We don't know how to get you your ticket.
That would be strange.
You know, I'd like to buy a ticket to the game. Fine, what's your sport or smartphone number? I don't have one. Sorry, you can't go. Doesn't seem fair. Too many Cardinal fans, though, last night.
Really? I didn't?
Yeah.
Really?
Even with 15,000 and a kind of a limited capacity, you know how they have now. And I love how they spread everything out, and it's really comfortable, and it's a great environment at Petco Park. And it'll be even better, you know, the more and more fans they're able to allow in. But, man, the Cardinals, Arenado hit that home run in the first inning last night, and the place kind of erupted. I was like, where'd
strange.
That come from?
You know, I saw a bunch of people at a gas station yesterday in North County.
They all had Cardinal gear on?
They did, and I only assumed that they were going to the game.
Yeah, the Cardinals travel well. They have a nationwide following, but the Padres were able to quiet all of those fans and all of the Cardinal faithful with the three-game sweep over the weekend. Well done by the Friars, who move within a half game of first place. Last I checked, the Giants were ahead 3-0 over the Reds tonight.
It's 4-0 now.
4-0. Uh-oh. So Giants are not keeping their end of the bargain here. We need the Giants to lose, and then the Padres would have a chance to go into first place tonight. But if not, you just beat the Rockies. You stay a half game out, and maybe you go into first place tomorrow night. We'll see. I'm kind of dismissing this three-game series as just a flat-out gimme for the Padres. And you should never do that.
You should never do that.
Because you still have to go out and play the game.
Yeah.
But this Colorado team is awful on the road. They are awful on the road. Now, at home, you know, they can give you a ball game. And, you know, the Padres took 2 out of 3 from them last week in Denver. But the Rockies are a capable team on the road, at home, rather. On the road, they are not even a capable team. They're 2-14 on the road, and in those 14 games, or in the 14 losses, they've scored a total of 31 runs.
It's not good.
That's 2 runs a game, just over that, 2.1.
When you tell me 31, I'm like, okay, that's not great, but then when you tell me 2, you can't be winning many baseball games.
Well, you don't
runs.
Win any games. They've been shut out 5 times on the road already this season. If Yu Darvish was ever going to pitch 7 shutout innings, tonight is the night. So we'll see, you know, if Colorado can get anything on offense. And the Padres, offensively, are doing an unbelievable job of cobbling together offense right now. They've scored 49 runs, the Padres have, in their last 7 games. Even my San Diego State math degree tells me that's exactly 7 runs per game.
Good job.
That will get the job done, and it is getting the job done for the Padres, who've won 6 of those 7, and find themselves, like I said, 24-17, season best 7 games over the 500 mark. So, yeah, you got to get greedy right now. I mean, you got the Rockies coming in. They're not good. They're not good. You got to beat them up. You can't mess around with these guys. Knock them out and take all 3. Don't even give them 1. And keep the pressure on the Giants. And meanwhile, the Dodgers are you know, trying to hang in there despite all of their injuries. Albert Pujols has been signed officially. He is in the starting lineup for the Dodgers tonight. The Padres, meanwhile, Jace Tingler, and we're going to hear a little bit from Jace here, talking about Jerickson Profar and Jorge Mateo possibly being available tonight. We can't answer whether or not they are in the lineup yet. Do you know why?
Let me guess. They haven't put together
a
lineup.
They haven't given their lineup out yet.
That only tells me they're making roster moves.
It's less than 2 hours before the game, and the Padres still don't have their lineup out. Every other team in baseball has their lineup already accounted for, but Padres not so much. So we can't tell you exactly who's available. But we did hear from Jace Tingler this afternoon, a Zoom conference call, and so much, too much, way too much, not even close, too much made out of that Tommy Edman play with Manny Machado slipping down or falling down or rolling down in front of Tommy Edman to a double play. A lot of people, you know, want to call Manny Machado a dirty player. If you want to call him a dirty player, maybe there are some situations that you can look at if you want to try to make
from
that happen. But yes, if you want to call him a dirty player based on this particular play where he and Tommy Edman collided or Edman fell over top of him, that's absurd. And we talked about it earlier. Not a whole lot of need to talk about it much further. But Jace Tingler talked about it further today, and he was kind of upset that he even brought up the fact that it might be a dirty
play.
Don't
poke Papa Bear.
Here's what he said.
First thing I did was I gave him a high five. I thought it was a play, honestly, that won the game. I think it shows, you know, a couple things. You know, we got five guys out. This guy's playing his butt off on a day game where we've already won the series. You got Jake Cronenworth busting his tail down the line, and you got Manny staying out of the double play. And quite frankly, it's a clean play. It's a play that, coming up, with the Blue Jays, it was a play, you know, we talked about, we were drilled into as young minor league players. And so it's just a weird narrative, honestly, you know, for people to have, you know, such a crazy take, like it's acceptable to give up. It's acceptable to not try. It's acceptable. Like, so I thought it was a play that won the game yesterday, honestly. It keeps an inning going, and I believe that was the inning we scored four runs on. And my guess is if you give up and Jake's not busting his butt and Manny's not doing his job, then it's probably a 1-2-3 inning, and we probably lose that game. That, to me, is the story.
Would you say don't poke Papa Bear?
Yeah, don't poke.
Jace Tingler, very, very succinct in his commentary about those of you who may have thought, I don't think there's too many listeners in our audience who thought that was a dirty play, but around the country, some people tried to suggest, Dodger fans, suggesting that was dirty Manny Machado. It certainly was not in any way, shape, or form. And I said this earlier, I'll say it again because I have to. If Max Muncy did the same thing against the Diamondbacks tonight, I would say it was a clean play.
Yeah.
It was just a clean baseball play. It was too bad that Tommy Edman fell over top of Manny Machado. Manny immediately went to make sure he was okay. No harm done. No harm, no foul. But anyway, people have to try to make something out of nothing. Now, something that is important is this the COVID-19 restriction list, which, of course, has the Padres missing five key players, including Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers. They're both still out for a while, I would think.
Because they tested positive.
But the other three, Eric Hosmer, Jerickson Profar, Jorge Mateo, could be coming back sooner rather than later. Here's what Jace Tingler said.
We're hopeful that there's a good chance today. So we're obviously, they've had some time down. We need to see them through their workout today, but we're hopeful that they're active today.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
That was about an hour and a half ago, but it sounded like as soon as he said we're hopeful today, everybody got kind of excited.
That's exactly why I was laughing. Yeah. Listen to the reporters get crazy.
Yeah, we're hopeful that there's a good chance today. So we're
wait. And then you hear the click, shuffling.
Oh my God! He said
that.
Maybe
so
today.
Good. That was so good.
Like I said, we can't answer the question because the Padres still don't have their lineup out. But Tony Gwynn Jr., who's down at Petco Park, did tell us that he saw Profar and Mateo both out there doing some working out this afternoon. So if they don't get activated for the game tonight, it shouldn't be too much longer. Hopefully. You know, some or all three of those players can be back available to the Padres here before too much longer. And like I said, as soon as the Padre lineup comes in, I'll pass it along to everybody out there. Let's go to the last clip here, Scraby. We only have time for one more, if you don't mind. But
sure.
Jace Tingler was asked about the long-term goal with Denelson Lamet, who pitched yesterday in relief, two solid innings, and got backed up by a beautiful double play that was turned by Tucapita Marcano and Ha-Seong Kim there, and with runners at first and third and nobody out. That was a key play in the ball game, but Lamet got through his two innings, and Jace Tingler was asked, is the long-term goal to get him back in this rotation?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, what's the best way to get him through the next couple months again? Like, is it building up, with time spaced out in between, or is it getting more frequent touches throughout the week with lesser volume? Those are things we're in communication with. We got to see how he feels. How's he bounce back? What are the trainers? What are the doctors? And what's kind of everybody, seeing? What are we thinking? So I think we've got two good options, and now, we just got to figure out, which is going to be the best. And a lot's going to be, with his feedback, how he's bouncing back, and hey, how's that second inning feel? How's the third inning feel, et cetera?
All right, well, we don't know how the third inning feels yet because he hasn't pitched the third inning since he's come back. I'm not being critical. I'm just making a point. The most he's pitched is two innings so far.
It's
yeah, that's all. He's pitched two innings at a time since he's come back. But eventually, hopefully, they'll get him back in the rotation. But right now, the Padres have kind of a five-and-a-half-man rotation with Weathers and Lamet sharing a spot. And, look, I mentioned this earlier. It's been since May the 5th, 12 days, 9 games in that span, that the Padres have had a starting pitcher actually throw a pitch in the sixth inning. They haven't had any starting pitcher in 9 games throw a pitch in the sixth inning. And A.J. Cassaville was on with us earlier. He doesn't think it's sustainable. You're going to have to start getting some length out of these starting pitchers, hopefully starting tonight with Yu Darvish. All right, hopefully we get that Padres lineup to you shortly. You'll hear a little bit more of that A.J. Cassaville visit, all the updates on the Padres that you want, and some more on Padres baseball as they get set to face the Rockies, and some other things going on this Monday after a busy sports weekend. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. getting ready to call tonight's game. But Scraby's alongside. We're here till 6, and then the Padre pregame show. The Daily Gambit is still ahead. And add up all my winnings, Scraby. Add up all my winnings.
I
had a big week last
week. I'm sleeping.
You're sleeping with the fishes? You're sleeping with the fishes?
No, I'm not quite there yet.
You're not in that bad of shape?
I'm sleeping in my car for this week.
I had a great week last week, but we'll do Daily Gambit stuff as well. So Gwynn and Chris keeps rolling on 97.3 The Fan after a check of traffic.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
What?
Fans are nuts.
Yes, they are.
Flat out nuts. I'm going to tell you why here in just a second. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 524 is the time. Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr. getting ready to call tonight's game between the Padres and the Colorado Rockies. And Matt Scraby's alongside here at the Odyssey Palace Studios. We still don't have a starting lineup in for the San Diego Padres. I don't know what the time restraint is.
I have to
believe that you got to get it in like before the game starts. Like you can't just like walk up and down the row go, hey, Manny, you're up.
No, I think when they
you do it a softball game.
I think when they exchange the lineup cards before the game, that is when it's.
Oh, I got to believe it needs to be in a little earlier than that. But Padres are still trying to make up their minds as to, see whether or not maybe Profar might be available to play tonight. Even there would seem to be a hint of Hosmer. We'll see. But we'd love to pass the information along to you, and we will when we get it. Daily Gambit is coming up. Also, hey, what do you think about this team right now? I mean, come on. They've won 6 out of 7 games, even though they're barely 50%, let alone not at 100%. And a very nice sweep of the Cardinals. This pitching staff and bullpen continue to be remarkable. If you want to talk about the Padres, you can. We're going to open up the phone lines here in a little bit, 833-288-0973. So if anything's on your mind, going to have an opportunity for you to call in, 833-288-0973. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, by the way, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. Oh, do I have to read this again? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It was a disaster
Estimates.
The last time.
Estimates.
Here we go. Let's see if I can do better this
Everybody
time.
Everybody pay close attention.
Vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the 2021 San Diego's Best Union Tribune Readers Poll at sdccu.com/vote. Haven't made the switch? Open a free checking with eStatements. Thank you. Thank you very much. eStatements account online today, San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. Earlier today I said Estimates instead of e-statements.
Scribby, how do you say this word? Did you write this?
I know. I thought it was another one of your typos. You know? All right, so I'm going to tell you how crazy fans are. Friday night, I'm driving to the studio, and I'm listening to the game. No, I was out refereeing a basketball game.
That's true. Right? Okay.
So I had a 10-minute drive.
All right.
So I'm driving into the studio, and it's the fourth inning. And the Padres have two runners on base. And Tommy Pham is up. And I'm listening to the game. And Tommy Pham hits a rocket of a ground ball that is snared by the second baseman who throws him out to end the inning.
Okay.
So I'm driving along and they're in the commercial break. And my phone lights up. Sitting next to me in the car.
All right.
Kind of catches out of the corner of my
eye. Oh, I know
where
this is going, and I have no idea about this story.
And I've got a notification, and the notification is as follows.
Uh-oh. A Twitter notification?
Twitter notification. Okay. I don't care what @ChrisElloSD says. Tommy Pham is a bleeping, 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 bleep of bleep.
Okay.
He's the worst player I've ever seen. I hate him.
DFA
him. Can't stand him. Get rid of him immediately. And a bunch of bad language. Although none of the letters started with an F. They all started with a PH to try to make it.
Oh, creative.
Creative.
I like it.
So I had to find this out. Fast forward 24 hours.
I know what happened.
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Tommy Pham comes to the plate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What happened? Scraby in his first at bat or second at bat of the game on Saturday night.
A two-run home run.
Home run, Tommy Pham. Another 2 minutes go by.
Bling. Bling.
Little notification on my phone. Two at Chris LOSD. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. Tommy Pham is okay.
Really? That's all it took?
I mean, well, it's, you know, I'm giving you a kind of a generalization. As
no,
Tomola
I know,
said.
But still.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
That's all it took. One home run, and that fan was okay.
All right.
But, yeah, one ground out, and he's, it's over, and one home run, he's okay.
That so, is actually.
That is the definition of fanatic.
Yeah.
Spelled with an F or a PH, however you want to
Hey-o.
Do it. Hey-o. All right, so thank you, folks, for keeping me up to date on Tommy Pham. I admit I don't think I'm the only guy, but I'm probably the loudest guy that keeps trying to tell everybody that I really believe Tommy Pham is a good player and he's going to get it together. But I'm waiting with the rest of you. Don't worry, I'm just as frustrated, just as frustrated. All right, phone calls. There's a couple lines available, so if you'd like to join us, take a break, then come back. 833-288-0973. I'm Chris Ello. That's Scraby. Gwen and Chris continues until just after 6 o'clock. The Daily Gambit's also coming up on 97.3 The Fan. All right, back at you. 5:35 is the time. Chris Ello. Mr. Scraby alongside Tony Gwynn Jr. getting set to call tonight's game. Padres and the Rockies. The Colorado Rockies, who have the National League Player of the Week in their starting lineup tonight. That's right, Josh Fuentes, the Rockies' third baseman, was named the NL Player of the Week for last week. Of course, last week, the Rockies didn't play any games on the road. I will guess that he will not be the Player of the Week this upcoming week, as the Rockies can't score any runs when they're away from home. And hopefully the Padres will continue to make that the case starting tonight with Yu Darvish and John Gray. A 7 o'clock first pitch after Braden Suprenant's pregame show. Going to get to some phone calls as promised here before we get to the Daily Gambit. If you'd like to join us, 833-288-0973. I did want to say that I'm excited, Scraby. The Stanley Cup playoffs are underway.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, I'm kind of in the minority. I get...
I like hockey playoffs.
I like the Stanley Cup playoffs, but I must say that only the NHL can pull this off. The Stanley Cup playoffs started on Saturday.
Didn't even know.
Okay, but here's the little twist.
Okay.
The NHL regular season ended last night.
I wish you could see the look on Scraby's face. I wish everybody could see my
he
head
looked
turn
like
a
dog wondering yeah. where and how he could get his treat.
It was like, huh?
Yeah. They played two extra games. Do you? I don't know if you recall the Vancouver Canucks had a big COVID bout.
Yes, yes.
Well, they evidently had a couple of extra regular season games left over at the end of the real season. And even though they're out of playoff contention, the NHL decided to go ahead and play those two games.
Wow.
So two teams, I don't know who it was, Vancouver and somebody, who were not in playoff contention, played each other last night in the regular season finale, that coming a day after the playoffs began. Only in the NHL.
Yeah, but there's a reason for it.
I know, but isn't that weird?
It
right?
is strange.
It caused you to almost break your neck trying to figure it out.
I think it's even more weird to have, and I've said this before, baseball starts their season in like Japan and then
takes a month off?
No, and then they take a few days off while there's still spring training games going on. Mm. And so it's like there's two teams that have played two games, but then everybody else is still in spring training.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You know what else is weird? For it to be only an hour and a half before the game and still the Padres haven't turned in their lineup.
Okay.
Come on, Padres.
You just want to write it down before you go home.
I do. I want to know who's in the lineup. I want to know who's playing. I want to know whether Profar, Hosmer, Mateo are going to be available. I'd like to find these things out. All right, let's go to Vince in Chula Vista out there on the 833-288-0973 line. Hi, Vince.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Scraby. Thanks for having me on. Hey, I bet that hockey game last night, not a lot of high-sticking and cross-checking going on.
Right, a regular season game after the season's over, they probably took it a little easy. That's a good point.
I bet they did. I bet they did. So hey, I'm on my way to the ballpark now. Just a couple thoughts. I'm with you with Tommy Pham. It's a long, long season, and I think he is. I think he's going to turn it around. He's squared up a couple here lately, and I think he'll absolutely build on that. And for the fan that was texting you back to back, I think some emotional issues there. Maybe lying, I don't know.
That was
kind of funny. But hey, I'm looking forward to tonight. You know, the Padres throughout the year, it's been a young season, but they've always played up to their competition. So they go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. They just took out the what could have been the hottest team in the league, the Cardinals.
You're right.
Three straight. And now let's see what they do, you know, against teams that aren't at that level. And I'm looking for, you know, Darvish to be on tonight. And, you know, let's see some timely hitting and maybe a couple of home runs. Let's see what they do against a team like the Rockies, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a good call, Vince. They have kind of played down to the competition, 4-3 against the Pirates this year, and now, you know, 2-1 against the Rockies so far. But as mentioned, Rockies 2-14 on the road coming in here, unable to score at all when they're away from home. So Yu Darvish needs to stick it to the Rockies tonight. And, yeah, you got to cruise to – you know, three wins in this series.
That's
kind of what good teams are supposed to punish bad teams.
Yes.
And the Rockies on the road are a bad team.
I got to say shout out to Vince, because Vince is
an avid
Scraby post-game caller. So
he's a good caller.
That's a legitimate call.
Very solid stuff, Vince. Appreciate that. Let's go to...
Before we go to Skyler.
Scraby, do you have a question?
No, I just put my hand up in the air like, you better not pass!
Do not put your hand up on a day when you already told me that you forgot to wear deodorant.
I knew you were going to go there. I did. I was like...
Why do you tell people this stuff?
I tell you and
Tony
that.
Well, I just told everybody that.
It's okay. I don't mind. The Padres tweeted out prior to tonight's game, the Padres reinstated Jurickson Profar, Jorge Mateo, and optioned Ivan Castillo and returned Patrick Kivlahan to El Paso.
Okay. So Profar and Mateo will be available tonight. Still can't tell you whether or not they're in the lineup, though. That we don't know.
As soon as we get it, we'll bring it to you.
Yes, we will. And if we don't bring it to you, then Braden will have it for you in the pregame show. Do we need to check traffic before I get back to the calls?
We can do it after Skyler.
Skyler, what's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, fellas. How are you guys doing?
We're all right. What's on your mind right now, bud?
So I'm one of the last people to defend anything LeBron says, because you guys are probably right. He's probably saying it in the sense to, like, you know, give the guy, like, oh, he thinks real good about me, and then kick his butt whenever the game is. But I think he does make a point in the sense that, like, you have to think of the value someone brings to the team. Because if you look at last year, and I know it's a different sport, but I'll explain why. This is my comparison. If you look at last year with the Cleveland Indians, I would have picked Shane Bieber to be the AL MVP, because not only did his numbers prove it, but he was so dominant that if you take him off that team, I don't really think that they were a playoff caliber team.
Right.
I don't think that they make it because of the value he brings.
Same thing with Curry and the Warriors.
Yeah. So yeah, same thing. Like, if you take him off that squad, are they the eighth seed, or are they, you know, they only win in barely 20 games?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right, but I'm going to stick with my pick of Jokic. And the only reason I am is because Jamal Murray went out for quite a while. And when they lost Jamal Murray, that was half their team, Denver. And they didn't slip. In fact, I think they rose in the standings after Jamal Murray went out. I don't have their exact record while he was out, but I know that Jokic kept getting the job done. He was there every single night, took no days off. I think Jokic is going to get it, but it's not a knock on Curry in any way, shape, or form. Curry is spectacular, and you're absolutely right. Your point's well taken. Without Steph Curry, the Warriors wouldn't be playing in the play-in game. Without Jokic, I don't know where Denver would be, but they certainly wouldn't be the 3 seed in the West. So it's a good point, Skyler. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. What do you want to do? Mekhi-o?
Well, let's go to traffic, and then we'll go to Mekhi-o.
Mekhi-o, you hang in there a second. Let's check traffic.
Hang on, Mekhi-o.
Oh, Mekhi-o, sorry, man. There's only one thing in the world that could delay
one
your
thing.
Phone call right now.
The San Diego Padres have submitted their lineup.
Long-lost lineup.
Yes.
You want to give us a little taste of it?
It's Trent Grisham leading off, playing center field. Manny Machado in the two-hole, playing third. Jake Cronenworth playing second base, three. Tommy Pham playing left field, batting cleanup. Brian O'Grady, right field, batting fifth. Jurickson Profar playing first base, batting sixth. Ha-Seong Kim, shortstop, seventh. Victor Caratini, catcher, eighth. And then Yu Darvish.
So Profar is not only back.
He's in the lineup.
He's in the starting lineup tonight, and Mateo will
first
be
base.
Available as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
good
deal.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Scraby.
Thank you, Padres.
We can all rest easier. Thank goodness.
See, this is what
is finally
this
out.
Is the notification that you need. You need the lineup notification that pops up on your phone.
Yeah, instead I get the notification from some yo-yo that Tommy Pham is the worst player he's ever seen in his life. Why do I get that notification, but I don't get the lineup?
We need to get you
the
lineup.
You need to work on me.
Yeah.
Work on my phone on that a little bit. All right, Mekhi-o, thanks for hanging on. Now that we got the lineup in, we can enjoy your call. What's going on?
All right. So I wanted to get in the opinion of Tommy Pham.
Okay.
I know it's still kind of early in the season, and he is doing iffy. But mm-hmm. I think that more into the season we go, maybe the more he'll improve.
I definitely agree
I
with
hope
you,
you're right.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're right.
And it is, you said it's kind of early in the season. I guess it is really early in the season because they still, they've played 41 games?
Well, it's a quarter. They're at the quarter pole.
40, 81,
they played
21,
exactly
60.
A quarter of the season
Oh,
so
yeah,
far.
That would be 25%.
But
still, that's early.
The thing is with Tommy Pham, Mekhi-o, is the fact that people are lumping together what he's done in the 40 games this year with what he did in the 30 or 40 games he played last year with the Padres. And he didn't really perform all that well last year in the brief time he played. Remember, he got injured taking a swing.
Broke his hamate.
Mm-hmm. Did not come back until the postseason. And in the postseason, if I'm not mistaken, he was pretty good.
Yes, he was.
Especially against the Cardinals.
He was.
He had a big series against the Cardinals. So, you know, it's a sample size that some people have taken combining this year with last year, and they just think Tommy Pham is going to stink forever. And I can't argue with people that are, you know, frustrated by the way he's performed. He probably couldn't argue with them either. But I'm going to still have faith in him. And I also don't understand why it honestly feels to me like some Padre fans want him to fail. Like, why would you want that? If he gets hot and starts playing the way Tommy Pham has played in his career, the Padres are going to have another huge weapon at their disposal.
Here's where I can kind of explain it to you. I don't think it's that they want him to do bad, but I think it's social media acceptable to drag him through the mud, and that's fun. That's like, if you want to do that on Twitter, you can, and you'll find a lot of other people that will do that with you.
You can do that, but get a life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sorry.
Before I start working with
you. If you're a Padre fan and you're rooting anything but for Tommy Pham, then you're not much of a Padre fan as far as I'm concerned. This is stupid. That's just stupid. The guy's batting cleanup right now, doing everything he can while you're out four starters. And, you know.
Get off our show!
I'm going to say that in about 2 months, if and when Tommy Pham ever gets it going.
It's fair hard weather, idiot.
There you go. It's hard to argue in his favor because he struggled so mightily. You know,
he has. And before I started working for this, working with you guys,
that's true.
And this show, I would have been joining them. But you guys have convinced me, and it's the right way. And it's to wait and see.
Tommy Pham could hit 200 all season and then catch fire in the postseason like he did last year. And
it doesn't matter.
Win a playoff series. I mean, I don't know. This guy's too good of a player to just stay down forever. But right now, I'm wrong, and you all that hate him are right.
Okay.
So continue having your fun, and we'll just hope, and or at least on this side of the, at least on this side of the microphone, we'll hope that Tommy Pham gets it rolling.
I'm okay with either way.
You're okay if he doesn't get it rolling?
Sure.
Like you want him to stink?
It gives us a topic. I don't want Tommy Pham to stink, obviously.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't really.
You're kind of one of those Twitter people.
All right, Brad. Are you one of those Twitter people?
Hey, Brad.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Good. We're good. Thanks. Yeah.
I'm on the fence with Tommy Pham because in 2019, I rode Will Myers hard. I hated his boring gray bat. At least put a piece of tape on it. Do something. But, you know, Pham, he's a ball player. He'll work it out. He'll get things done. It's not like he's not trying. He's supposed to be pretty intense.
Yes.
So, that's but it's exciting to see the Padres. It reminds me of the years that remember when Mark Sweeney used to be at the end of the dugout and they'd take helmets off? They're getting that little pop and pizzazz back again.
Yeah, good point.
I agree with that. And Brad, you know, A.J. Preller was on Ben and Woods on Friday, and to speak to Tommy Pham's work ethic, A.J. Preller said they have to tell him to stop doing stuff because Tommy Pham, because he's either in the cage too long or he's out in the field trying to take grounders and all, or not grounders, fly balls. He's working on something defensively. And, of course, that could just be A.J. Preller saying that. But we've done it at the ballpark.
Everyone everywhere he's ever gone says
said the same
tireless
thing.
Worker.
When he was traded to the Padres, when we had people on talking about him, that's what they said. He's a tireless worker.
I think it should tell a lot of Padre fans about Tommy Pham if they just hear the things that the folks from St. Louis said when we had them on last week before
they
the Cardinals
series.
Love
him.
Love Tommy Pham. Just absolutely. I mean, they went out of their way to ask us to please say hi to Tommy Pham.
They did.
That's how much they like him. So that ought to tell you a little something. But anyway, we'll see. Like I said, right now, those who hate Tommy Pham, you guys have the higher ground, but those who want to root for Tommy Pham to get come through, we'll just have to be patient, hope he comes through. All right, Scraby, we did traffic. Now it's time for a little bit of love for Chris because it's the Daily Gambit.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so it's kind of interesting that I'm sleeping in my car this week because I bet all of my money on
and you lost it all.
Bad bets last week, like really bad bets, after coming out a winner. This is me in a nutshell, everyone. I ended up with $350 in the first week. And then in the second week, I just went crazy and started betting high numbers, and I lost a bunch of bets. And so I will tell you what we all finished with. Chris, you crushed me, like beyond crushed me. You ended up with, for the week, $402.25.
And I started with only 100.
It's only 100. That's what we did.
So that was a huge week.
Your big bet.
I might have to start my own gambling line if I keep this up.
Your big bet.
Call Crisello. I'm red hot picking the winners. Give me a holler. I'll tell you who's going to win this game.
Lock.
I'll give you the lock of the week.
And then the lock always loses.
Yeah, right.
Your big bet on Friday was $100 on Brian O'Grady not to have a hit.
I followed that closely.
And he did not have a hit.
Do you know that he made the last out for the Padres in that game?
I did not know.
He had one last at bat in the bottom of the
eighth
inning.
Oh, you were thinking he was going
to
do it.
No, I was just saying it was interesting that it came down to him. Like, okay. He was, like, two outs, bottom of the eighth, last at bat for the Padres. Here comes Brian O'Grady. I'm like, he still has one more chance to get
his hit. He's going to get this hit. But you bet $100 and you won. So that payout was $205 in total, $402.25 for you. For me, I only won one bet.
On Friday.
On Friday.
But you started behind already. So what
did
you end up with?
I started with $53. And I ended up with
$20 for the week.
So
at least you could almost fare. Afford cab fare home.
Barely. I mean, I live in North County. It's going to be like a $70 cab.
Yeah, you wouldn't have made it.
But that's
you would have to borrow from me to get home.
Yeah, so I'm gonna keep myself in check here.
All right, so this week we start afresh with $100 apiece.
So I've won a week. Chris has won a week.
That's right. But I won by a bigger margin. For those keeping track.
Sure.
I did.
Sure.
I got over $400 last week. I did great.
You did really well.
Thank you.
You did really well. All right. The first bet, as always, we do is the Padres starting pitcher and their over under on the strikeouts. Yu Darvish tonight, and his over under is 8.5. The odds are -115 for both. So they're pretty much telling you we have no idea what's going to happen here.
Well, 8.5 is a lot, man. He's got to strike out 9 Colorado Rockies. He'll do that by the fourth inning.
How much are you going to bet on that?
The Colorado Rockies cannot hit on the road. They cannot hit. They stink.
So what are you going to bet?
Darvish is going to destroy them tonight. Well, I only start with $100, so I can't go like $100. That would be the end of my week.
True.
I'll go $20.
Wow,
good solid 20.
A fifth of your budget.
Fifth of my budget. Right off the bat on Darvish to strike out 9 or more.
Higher.
God, that's a lot, but right. Still, I think he'll do it.
You know, I am going to just play a game right now.
What, you're arguing to
15 on under.
15 under?
Yeah.
You're having faith that the Rockies can make contact?
No, but I just feel like Yu Darvish, I mean, I feel like he's going to pitch well tonight, but maybe he just gets a lot of in-play outs rather than strikeouts.
Okay, we'll see.
The next bet we're going to make is about our guy, Tommy Pham.
Okay.
Is Tommy Pham going to record a hit in tonight's game? Yes is -160. No is +135. I'm going to say coming off of the weekend, I'm going to put $15 on yes.
Would you say no is +135?
Yeah, no's the underdog bet, right, which is kind of weird. But
I'll say no for $10.
$10.
It's Tommy Pham. He can start getting hot tomorrow.
He could start getting hot.
Hopefully tonight.
Yeah. I type things down, so sometimes I hear things and then it computes.
All right, I'll go no for $10.
All right.
Since that's the better payoff.
All right, so we're going to go to some other National League West games out there in baseball and do the strikeouts versus the pitchers, because there's some good pitchers on the mound tonight. For the Diamondbacks, Madison Bumgarner takes the hill. He has 5.5 strikeouts. This is over under. I will go first here. And the over is -145, and the under is +110. So I'm going to put $10 on the over.
I would normally say under against the Dodgers because they're a good contact team. But don't forget, Albert Pujols is batting cleanup tonight. He could strike out 4 times himself.
Yeah.
DJ Peters is the center fielder for the Dodgers. I mean, Sheldon Noisy is the left fielder. They put Pollock on the DL today. I mean, it's unbelievable. Or the IL. It's unbelievable how many injuries the Dodgers have. Their lineup is a mess. So Bumgarner will get, what is it, 4.5 or 5.5?
5.5.
All right, I'll stay over for 15.
Woo!
Yeah, really risky.
All right, the next bet we're going to make is total strikeouts for Walker Buehler. Chris, you're up first. His over-under is 7.5 tonight, and the over is minus 135. The under is plus 105.
I'm at $10 under.
$10 under.
Kind of a surprise, but I'll go under.
You go under, which is plus
105. So I get a little
plus
extra.
Plus 105. I am going to go... How much have I bet? 30, 40? I'm going to bet $20 on the over.
20.
Yep. I feel that good about it.
And I don't have any money left for the rest of the week.
No, I know. I'm going to do this again to myself. Okay. The last thing that we're going to do is there. I gave you a sheet.
I got it.
Which a bunch of different combinations.
Of wild propositions.
Combinations and all that stuff.
Like
so,
Trevor Story is going to hit a home run and the Rockies are going to win.
Exactly.
Okay. I can X that one out. That's not happening. Garrett Hampson did a home run and the Rockies win.
So any of those you're going to X out.
Yeah. I'm Xing out anything that includes the Rockies with a home run because I don't think they're going to even score.
Wow.
I'll be surprised if they get a run.
Some of these odds are really strange. Like Brian O'Grady to hit a home run and San Diego Padres win is only plus 475. I feel like if Brian O'Grady hits a home run and the Padres win,
that
I should
pay
get
pretty
more.
Handsomely. Yeah, that should pay pretty handsomely. Okay, I like. Here's the one I like for plus 1600.
Ooh,
Manny Machado and Trent Grisham hit a home run.
Ooh,
I'll bet $10 on that.
$10 on Manny and Trent to hit a home run.
Yeah, because mostly I'm just eliminating anything that includes a Rocky hitting a home run. And
okay.
I don't. That's most of these, so that's why I'm.
I need some time to think, so let's do the legal, and then I'll have my final guess.
Sort it out, Scrabe. Very well done by Emilio there.
Yeah.
He's good. Yeah. He's a good bridge to the final segment of the show.
Yes, because I am going to go with Emilio Pagan to hit a home run. I'm just kidding.
Getting it back.
I'm just going to actually play it safe and try to go with the most likely thing that's going to happen on this list, and I think it would be... Manny Machado hits a home run and the Padres win for plus 350.
Manny homers, Padres win, plus 350.
Yeah, I think that's my safest thing, and I'm going to put $10 because that's a good payout.
That is a good payout. All right, we'll have all the results tomorrow, and we'll see where we stand. We both start with $100 in the kitty, and hopefully we can increase that
in the pool, in the kitty,
okay. in the hopper.
Oh, in the hopper.
The hopper, the kitty, you know, it's the same deal.
Okay.
All right, now this is not a bet that's made, but it's something that Scraby attempts to do before every Padre game.
We have to remember because I get DMs about how disappointed people are when we don't make this selection.
I know. They want,
and
they
it's
want
my
know,
fault. It's
they
my
want
fault.
To know what you think the final score of tonight's game is going to be. You've yet to pick one correct this year.
Not even close.
And we're into mid-May. So, but you said it would be easy to do.
It's not easy.
So let's go ahead and do it. And tell me the final score of tonight's game between the Padres and the Colorado Rockies.
I think tonight's score between the Padres and the Rockies will be Padres 9, Rockies 2.
Okay. Given the Rockies way too many, but that's okay.
Some garbage time
runs. If I was
runs.
Ever going to pick a shutout, this would be about when I would pick it.
The garbage time.
The Rockies have been shut out 5 times already this year on the road in 16 games. That's almost one out of every 3 times. And they're facing the best pitcher they're going to see this week, Yu Darvish. So, all right, 9-2, Padres over the Rockies. That will definitely not be the final score of tonight's game.
I used to be offended when you would say that, but it's true.
You're starting to kind of agree that that's just the way it is.
Well, when I watch the games, I think about that score all the time. The whole game.
Yeah.
And then when they get close, I'm like, oh, it could happen today. And then I could finally be off the hook, and then I can just stop having to guess, and it's never happening.
No, it hasn't happened yet. But no. I'm gonna laugh heartily when on about August 10th, you finally get one right. By the way, for something to do tonight, keep this in mind. This isn't just something to do. This is something you didn't even know you could do that's available to you. Single game tickets for tonight's Padres-Rockies game are available. Visit Padres.com/tickets. I would do that soon.
Right now.
Because the game starts in about an hour. But visit Padres.com/tickets. We are told by the Padres that you can still get tickets for tonight's game. Padres.com/tickets for more information. All right. Good show today. Good stuff today. Tony Gwynn was on the money. Scraby was good. I was, we will be back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you hanging up on me?
I hit the wrong button.
Don't do that again. I think that I blacked out for the moment there.
You did.
We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock with another 3 hours of Gwen and Chris ahead of Padres baseball. Coming up next, it'll be Braden Surprenant with the Padres pregame show. He has all of that, including we finally got the lineup. The lineups are in. I'm so excited. The Padres finally get their lineup in like 5 minutes ago. Jerks and Profar is back and in the lineup tonight. Jorge Mateo is also back, so he's not in the starting lineup, but the Padres do have one of their starters back finally tonight and two of their COVID-19 guys back on the roster. So that's a step in the right direction. Game time is 7:10 tonight, and then I will be back for those of you who just can't quite get enough of me.
Me.
Yeah, right. Make sure you tune in for the post-game show, which hopefully will start sometime before, you know, midnight, 1 in the morning tonight.
We'll pretty have a sure show. You guys are in for like a 19-inning game tonight.
Oh, my goodness. There have been some late post-game shows this year, but we'll have it for you one way or another after the game, so stick around. For Matt Scraby, for Tony Gwynn Jr., I'm Chris Sello. Enjoy the Padre Baseball and Braden Surprenant's pregame show, which is coming up next on your home for the Padres, San Diego's number one sports talk station. Say it with me.
97.3 The Fan!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.